All right, we're back with another one. We want to thank you for tuning in, logging on to the Illuminati News Hour show right here on the Illuminati Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and my co-host is Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Hit that notification bell. And go ahead and share this. As well as if you want to financially support this ministry, you're welcome to do that. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. All right, so we have another mass shooting. Yeah, that's what the vaccines do. You're gonna see a lot of this going on all year long.
You've been telling us that.
Exactly. You know, you're going to see a lot of this going on all year long. You know what I'm saying? Y'all looking at depopulation. This is part of depopulation. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to do nothing. We are doing it to ourselves. And actually, they are doing something by, you know what I'm saying, putting that nanotechnology in you through the vaccines. And then when at any given moment, you can snap, you can go from watching a movie with your family, eating popcorn, then all of a sudden that nanotechnology allow you to snap. And next thing you know, you killing everybody in the movie theater.
And damn house too.
Yeah, exactly. This is a new Ishmael. You know what I'm saying? You know how Ishmael, you know what I'm saying, the Arabs will strap a bomb to themselves, go into a public place and blow themselves and everybody else up? Mm-hmm. This is us. This is a new Ishmael.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
We need help, says Chicago mayor. At the
Wait a minute. Stop right there. I know this mayor did not say she need help.
That's what she's saying. We need help.
Left bottom or left foot, right foot. We been knew you need help. You should have understood that you need help. Because nobody told you that you was a man. You are a woman married to a woman. Anybody with goggles can see left foot, right foot needs help. That's her name. You know what I'm saying? Was it Mayor Left Foot? One of them names that I call left foot, right foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, left foot, right foot. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not only Chicago needs help. You know what I'm saying? The reason why Chicago is the way it is, look what they have. They have a damn lesbian damn mayor. Of course Chicago ain't going to be right. Because Chicago is not run right. Damn lesbian married to another woman. And that's supposed to be somebody who can run a city, a state. Really?
Right.
They can't even run a period. Let alone run a state. You know what I'm saying? I bet you left foot, right foot, you know what I'm saying? Every month she got to go and get her damn, you know what I'm saying? Her monthly monthly tools. You know what I'm saying? I bet you, hey, left foot, right foot. You a lesbian, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be a woman or whatnot, but I guarantee you the Most High God will bring into remembrance that you is a woman. Because once that flow starts flowing and you start bleeding, you know what I'm saying? That's a reminder that, hey, you are not a lesbian. You are a woman. And that's to
and
all of you.
Exactly. Hey.
And that's to all of you lesbians out there. You know what I'm saying? You want to be a lesbian. The Most High God said, you know what? Every month I'm going to remind you that you are a female. Lord, left foot, right foot, talking about he need help. Yes, you do need help, left foot, right foot. Go ahead.
We need help, says Chicago mayor, after four killed in the second mass shooting in Chicago in 4 days.
In This ain't no
at least four people were killed. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, this ain't no second mass shooting. Every damn day there's a mass shooting in Chicago. You forgetting about that left foot, right foot. You know what I'm saying? Don't just focus on this incident because it hit closer to your home. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Or the elites told you to focus in on this one. Focus in on the whole scenario. The whole Chicago. Every day you wake up, you turn on the news, there's at least two people shot dead in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
At least four people were killed. She said at least four people were killed and four others were injured. Tuesday morning on the second mass shooting in Chicago. Mm-hmm. In 4 days, police said, a barrage of gunfire erupted just before 6 a.m. in the city's Inglewood neighborhood. Police said the shooting followed a disturbance at a home, police said. Several people were gathering inside when the shooting started, police said.
And you know the saddest thing about it is, if they wanted to, if left foot, right foot wanted to, and her task force wanted to, they can stop this in an instant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you, left foot, right foot, you and every last one of the people that's on your board knows exactly the main culprits of these shootings. Why don't you look and you just crack down on the gangs? You know what I'm saying? Start locking these motherfuckers up for them stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? You're wearing a red rag? Okay, you a gang member. Come on, come here. Come on, let me search your dumb ass. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we can't be playing with these damn gangsters. You know what I'm saying? Playing with these so-called thugs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Left foot, right foot knows exactly what to do to combat what's going on. Because I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You target the gangs. Target the drugs. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Somebody walk around looking suspect, lock that nigga up. You know, it's a, I know back in my day, you know what I'm saying? The street that I lived on, you know what I'm saying? Down the street was a drug block. You know what they call that street? They call that the red zone. If anybody got caught hanging in around that street right there, like they're doing nothing in the red zone, your ass was getting locked up. Because that was a known drug area, and if you ain't going to work or coming from work, you just hanging on that damn block like you ain't like you lost your dog, you're getting locked up. We need to bring Stop and Frisk back. You know what I'm saying? That's what need to happen. You know what I'm saying? The only niggas that's against Stop and Frisk is the damn criminals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy Stop and Frisk. I don't mind if the police stop me and ask me for my ID. I know I ain't doing nothing wrong. If it means keeping the streets safe, hey, here's my ID, my social security number. You know what I'm saying? You want me to hang out with you and drink some coffee too? I'll do that. If it means keeping the streets safe, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with these damn criminals and start showing these criminals you mean business. And you might call me a coon. But I'll be a coon if it means getting rid of these dumbass niggas that ain't doing shit for their community but destroying their community. If it means getting rid of them, I'm all for it. They ain't doing the damn thing. Nigga, sit your dumb ass down somewhere. What are you doing for your people? Nothing.
You remember that thing they had on TV a long time ago? It was called Scared Straight?
Yes, yes, yes. They still have it on cable. They still have it on cable.
Take them to the prison and show them what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch that shit. and you said it's still on cable. Mm-hmm. They need to see that, bring that on full front,
too,
for these little knuckleheads.
Yeah, you know, when I was back in junior high school. When I was back in junior high school, we went on a field trip to the county jail. As you know what I'm saying, teaching us where we'll end up if we don't get ourselves right. You know what I'm saying?
Part of the learning lesson in school.
Yeah. That's what you...
The realities of life.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get locked up. Stay the hell out of the streets. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got no damn license, get the hell from behind the wheel of a car. You ain't got no insurance, your tag's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Stay from behind the wheel of a car. If your tag's messed up, you ain't got no license, and you know what I'm saying, and you driving a car and the police pull you over, hey, all you should do is then turn off the car and stick your hands out the window and get ready for the handcuffs.
I got pulled over twice in my lifetime by police. Once when I was in Georgia, that was the first time, I was driving a van. It was kind of old, and it was dark. You know, down Georgia don't have no street lights, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was on my way to Walmart, and the police came up behind me. I pulled over. He came up. He said, you know, your brake lights are not on at all. He said, somebody can run into you. And I said, and I told him, thank you. He asked me for my ID, you know, driver's license. I showed him that. He was real nice. And I told him, okay, I'll let my husband know, because I was married at the time. I said that he works on cars anyway. And I was right at Walmart, so I just went on and went there. Came back and came home carefully in the, you know, and got home safe. Now, when I moved back to Baltimore, I got pulled over by police, and I was like 1, 2, 3, or 4 houses from my house. So I had to pull over on the corner because the next street is my street.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulled me over and told me he pulled me over because of the tail light or something. And he was nice, too. He didn't give me no ticket or anything. He said, just get that fixed. I said, okay, and I parked right in front of my house. I didn't act ignorant. I'm still here.
So, Sister Harvey, the two incidents when you got pulled over, did the police say, get out the car and drag you out the car and put his knee in your neck? Did he do that?
No, they didn't draw no guns at me either. No.
So
I was acting like a real citizen. That's why.
Yeah. So what these retarded niggas, you know what I'm saying, talking about, oh, the police is bad. The police is this. The police is the police.
Well, first of all, I had insurance and everything was up to par. So no reason to flee. Well, of course I'm going to pull over. I'm good. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that because they know they ain't got no business behind the wheel without a license or without insurance.
Exactly. They know they do. They know they doing.
Because they know they steal people's cars. Come on.
Exactly. And these Negroes know they doing wrong. So they, you know what I'm saying? That's why they bucking up. But we need to.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? And that's the only reason why these niggas is acting up like this. I was looking at some news stories in Georgia. And, you know, see, it was two incidents where it was a shooting and the niggas shooting the police. That's no respect.
Oh, you want to die today. You shooting at the police.
But you know what I'm saying? But these states know exactly how to combat the violence that's going on. They know how to combat it. You know what I'm saying? They can. All they have to do is do, because they got this. They got training. These police officers, before they get on the streets, they go through extensive training.
Mm-hmm.
So if they
and
want,
now they just added. They added to the training how to deal with mental health.
Ain't nothing wrong with their mental health. You know what I'm saying? That's niggas using that shit as an excuse. You know what I'm saying? I'm so tired of niggas claiming that shit, yo. Niggas is using that shit as a damn excuse. Oh, I'm it's just like niggas use that bipolar shit as an excuse.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know women who use depression as an excuse.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They be using this shit as an excuse, but they know right from fucking wrong. But they want to play crazy. A lot of people play crazy to get a crazy check.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying?
They're going here in Maryland. Yeah. They're just sitting there watching all this stuff unravel. People just getting killed left and right. We have killings every day, too, as well, man.
Yeah.
On the news every day.
And you know why, right?
In different parts of, it was like an hour apart. This stuff was crazy yesterday. An hour apart.
And you know why niggas is bold like this? Because you got these so-called Pan-African Negroes teaching the people to push that agenda that the police is bad.
Mm-hmm.
They push, you know what I'm saying? Every black conscience jackass like Umar Stupid and Tariq Nafartnak and you know what I'm saying? And all these other so-called black conscience idiots, you know what I'm saying? They got large platforms and large followings and they teaching the people to go against the police.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can go against the police, you know what I'm saying? But they can't violate your rights. They can't violate your rights. Negro, shut the fuck up. Sit down. Take fucking orders. Because you are in captivity anyway. Sit back, take orders. You know what I'm saying? Police asking for a license registration. Give me your license registration. What's there to argue about? You're not on private property. You're on a public street. So if the police ask you for your license registration, give them your license registration. If you ain't got none, just say you ain't got none. Don't argue with them. Because if you don't have none, if you don't have no license and you're behind the wheel, if you act accordingly, you may get off with a ticket.
Or a warning.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But I knew how to conduct myself in both stops. I wasn't in no danger. I didn't fear for my life and neither did they.
Nick Rose is retarded.
It was about respect, you know? They respected me, I respected them, you know?
Left foot, right foot, talking about we
I
need...
I didn't say, what you pull me over for? And all that mess, you know?
Yeah. Left foot, right foot, talking about we need help. No, we don't need no help. You want to put yourself in a man's position, you damn lesbian. Why don't you think like a man? Well, ain't that a movie? Tyler Perry made a movie like that.
Yeah,
exactly. You want to be a man, left foot, right foot? Think like a man, left foot, right foot. And get your military, you know what I'm saying, in order and combat these Negroes. I don't care where you put them at. Put them somewhere. They ain't doing no good on the damn streets.
Put
them niggas right behind bars, you know what I'm saying? There's plenty of jobs in the chain gang. They can work in the laundry. They can work in the chow hall. You know what I'm saying? They can work in the library. You know what I'm saying? They can clean up the streets, pick up paper on the side of the road. You know what I'm saying? Put them niggas to work. Hell, when I was in the chain gang, I was picking up paper on the side of the road. And I was happy doing it too. You know why? Because I know once I got finished with my job, I go back to my dorm and teach my people.
Exactly.
I was the happiest nigga in the chain gang than everybody else. You couldn't get a more happier chain gang nigga. You know what I'm saying? I was happy just to open up that Bible and teach my people who they are. That's why they had to kick my ass out. They kicked my ass out of the train gang. Even the inmates was hurrying up to try to get me up out of there. They said, you need to go and talk to them folks. Go in. Why are you trying to get rid of me for? Oh, man. But go ahead, Sister Harvey.
ABC station WLS. TV in Chicago confirmed through police sources that four people were pronounced dead at the scene. The names and ages of those killed are not immediately released. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown said at a news conference that three women were among the dead. Four people suffered critical injuries in the shooting, including a 25-year-old man and a 41-year-old man who were both shot in the back of the head, police told. A woman and a 20-year-old man who was shot in the back were also in critical condition at the University of Chicago Hospital. Some of the victims were taken to hospitals in private cars. A 2-year-old girl who was in the house at the time of the shooting was rushed to St. Bernard Hospital for observation but did not appear to be injured, authorities said. The motive and details of what prompted the shooting are under investigation. No arrest has been made. Brown said police are initially called to the neighborhood around 2 a.m. to investigate a report of shots fired near the home where the quadruple homicide occurred. He said when the police were called back to the area at 5:45 a.m., they discovered multiple shooting victims. Brown said police had responded to the same home for disturbance in the past, but declined to give specifics on what the previous calls were about. The police superintendent said a high-capacity magazine was recovered at the home following Tuesday's mass shooting. We must acknowledge this for what it is, a tragedy that has ripped apart families, inflicted intense trauma on several individuals. Chicago Mayor Laura Lightfoot. That's her name.
I call left foot, right foot.
You call left foot, right foot. It's all the same. Anyway, Mayor Lightfoot said at the news conference on Tuesday, it tells us that we still have much work to do. The same thing they're saying here in Maryland, same old thing. Lightfoot said officers at the White House reach out to her Tuesday morning to offer support. What we will likely learn as the details become more clear is that illegal guns continue to plague us. Lightfoot added, gun violence continues to have a deep and painful history in our city. Unfortunately, Chicago is not unique. We are part of a club of cities with which no one wants to belong. Cities with mass shooters. He pleaded for help from the federal government, saying, this is a nation's problem. Cities individually cannot tackle this problem. We just cannot. In Chicago, we've done absolutely everything possible, and we need help from the federal government, Lightfoot said. When guns are so curious that they can come across our borders, as we see every single day in Chicago, we know that we have to have a multi-jurisdictional national solution to the horrible plague of gun violence. The incident follows a mass shooting on Saturday in Chicago that left a woman dead and nine adults injured. Chicago police officers said investigators are searching for two suspects who walked up to a crowd gathered on the sidewalk in a business district in Chicago neighborhood and opened fire just after 2 a.m. on Saturday. The nine adults who suffered non-life-threatening injuries in the shooting range in ages from 23 to 46, according to the police. Cook County Medical Examiner identified Kim Fire Miles, 29, as the woman killed in Saturday's mass shooting. And that's the end of the report.
You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. If these st- stupid, retarded government officials can stop the Mexicans from crossing that damn border, they can stop the guns from coming into the hoods.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? They more focused on, oh, we got to stop the Mexicans. Why? Bring more Mexicans in here. At least
they don't
you...
want them to get together like a say in the word.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So they know what they're doing. They could have been stopped all. It didn't even have to go this far.
Mm-hmm. It didn't. Because they the ones that is giving the guns. Matter of fact, that's in the next report that we're going to do, Sister Harvey.
Okay.
You see and what it's, you see the one, you see the report I sent you. It said the FBI.
I got that.
Yeah. Says.
Would have thought with the virus, it looked like it would have brought people together. I mean, people just started losing their mind.
They losing their mind because. It's because of what they are given.
Yeah.
What they are given is causing them to not care.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
A feeling this emotionlessness. No emotions whatsoever.
So now they got it out that by November, America is going to be hit by the Delta variant that's already surfing in the UK.
Yeah, did you see that? I sent you that report, right?
I saw that too. No, I think I saw it in my news feed.
Did I send you that on? Did I send you that?
I don't know. I have to go back. We're done with this.
Okay, yeah, let me go ahead and close out so that we can go to the... Yes, because... okay. All right, we want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour podcast right here, Illuminati Podcast. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, hit that follow button, hit that notification bell, hit that share button as well. If you want to financially support this ministry, you are going to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Cash App, Illuminati Radio Fund, F-U-N-D. And don't forget, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group, you can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook, and I'll add you to the group. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.